Welcome back to Project Independence and You here at WCWP.org. This is actually our last segment, and we were speaking with Robert Lang, who is the commissioner for the Solid Waste Management Authority here at the town, and he was kind enough to come on the radio and call in. And just wanted to finish up with Robert. Robert, I know that you wanted to give us a few more details before we were ending the last segment.
Yes, I just wanted to tell people how to prepare for the event. To the extent feasible, anyone participating should place all the items they're dropping off in their vehicle's trunk or back area accessible by a lift gate. All the items need to be packaged safely and responsibly. Any containers that could possibly leak should be placed in a plastic bag, preferably clear, sealed to prevent leakage, and then placed in a cardboard box to prevent the items from moving around while the vehicle is on its way to the stop event. And then once they get there, they stay in their car, they follow the directions of the people guiding the traffic, they pop their trunk or their lift gate, and the people who are servicing the event just remove the material from the back of the car, and they never have to get out of the car.
Okay, I see. David has a quick question.
Yeah, something he said, Robert, reminded me, if people are bringing papers to be shredded, they should not put them in a plastic bag.
No, they can put it in a cardboard box. Would probably be the best.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. And this information that you just gave is pretty important. People probably don't realize that they don't get out of the car. We don't want them getting out of the car. Is this also available on the website?
Yes, it's on the website. If you click on the stop event logo on the left side of the homepage,
Okay. It'll
take you to that information.
Okay, that's great. Okay, well, again, thank you so much for coming on the show. And, please stay tuned. You can listen if you like. Hope you do. And we'll probably have you back on because this is really great information for our listeners. So thank you, Robert.
Okay, thank you for having me.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye. So we're going to continue the rest of the show now with I think we call this the Christina Liu Show. How are you, Christina?
Yes, we are back.
Oh, yes.
Quite the informative show, and everyone really should definitely go to the STOP program tomorrow. I love the idea that it's like a one-stop shop to just get rid of stuff. It's really, it's a really user-friendly process, too, because, you don't even have to sit there and worry about schlepping something out of your car. There's people there who will take it out for you, which I think is definitely important to mention.
Right. Yeah. Just make sure everything's packaged up well. So you don't want the people taking it out of your car to have a leak on them, and you don't want to mess up your car either.
Absolutely.
And,
but I think it's I really like that program.
The liquids can be put in a plastic bag, but I was told by one of the shredding people a couple of years ago, I saw a woman came, she had all her papers in a plastic bag.
Yeah.
He had to take them out of the plastic bag.
Yeah, no, that's definitely important to mention. And I love that, the Big Brother's Big Sister's truck is there, too, collecting donations as well.
Crazy.
So it's really a great reason to kind of purge as much as possible, because it certainly adds. I've been trying to do that myself. It's a very difficult task.
It's very hard. It's hard to let go of some things.
Really.
Oh, yes.
But I've really, I've been actively, because, I'm trying to take my own advice that I preach out there and go through certain
Remember,
things.
And, before you throw it away, make a copy.
Yeah.
I mean, this may sound really weird, but I'm finding it very hard to get rid of my first laser printer that I got in, I think, 1992.
Well, it's kind
it
of
was
like
great.
Yeah.
It works so well for so long, and
I know you're going to have a moment with it. Maybe you should take a picture on your iPhone.
You never can
with it.
Tell.
How do you let go?
Yeah. I know. Well, I also have an insane collection of cell phones.
Oh, yes.
Of my cell phones throughout the years, which I can't part with either. So I don't know why I have them all, but I just feel like it's like an ancient artifact.
It's
at some
historic.
Point. It's like my first Nokia phone. Like, that was a major thing for me. And so it's, but I opened the drawer. I was like, this is becoming a problem. So
yeah. That Nokia phone, it weighed like 42 pounds. Had an
but
antenna.
I could play Snake on it, which was my favorite game ever at the time. And it was very durable. That thing had dropped numerous times without, worrying about a screen shattering. So we all have our things that we need to.
But also just remember, too, that with the pharmaceuticals, you can bring those to the local police.
Precinct. Yep, precincts. And 24/7.
Can they call 311 for that information?
Yes,
we have a lot.
You
cards.
Can call 311. They could pass it over to us, and we could mail you out. There's a great card that the police department gave us with all the information on it.
Right.
So.
Yeah, so I think I have a box of about 1,000 in my office.
Beck
so
is hoarding a box,
too,
yes.
And I could get you out.
Absolutely.
I can get you out that information. So that is tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Westbury High School. If you have any further questions, you know, please call 311 about the STOP program. And it's an ongoing program.
Yes. And Project Independence is keeping busy this summer.
I've heard of them.
There's some great programs going on. We're having the Brain Games, which was really successful program that we've been trying to do at different libraries. The Port Washington one was fabulous, and it was all booked up. Now Audrey Denzel, who's one of our social workers, and Joanne Tricarico, who's one of our nurses, will be teaming up to provide this three-week series at the Shelter Rock Library.
Okay.
It's really, these brain games, they're fun, they're challenging, and it's really, it's great. I've, you know, tried to do them too, and it's really, some of them are hard.
Right.
And it really gets you thinking, and it's definitely an important thing.
It's brain exercise. Yeah. I mean, you're using your brain, you're exercising your brain, you know, we're all about that.
Yeah, we're very proactive at Project Independence.
Yeah.
But that begins July 12th. It's the 12th, the 19th, and the 26th at the Shelter Rock Library. So you have to register for this. Obviously, space is limited. It's at the library. So please call 311 or 869-6311 for that. And also the fabulous Shari Baton, who is our senior mobility manager over at Project Independence.
We love Shari.
Is going to be doing a presentation called Pedestrian Safety in the Community. She's going to go over just decisions to make to keep you safe. You know, we're all about safety, too. And so she will be doing this whole interview and tell a little bit about the transportation program as well at the Yes We Can Community Center. So that is Friday, July 14th from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Very nice.
Check that out. Then they're taking this on the road. Paula Yule, who's one of our deputy commissioners, Audrey and Joanne are all teaming up to do Project Independence and You. On July 20th, this will be at the Bryant Library in Roslyn. So you can go over there, you can meet the staff for that area, and just get an overview of all the services that Project Independence provides, because there's a lot.
There really is.
You know, I mean, it's amazing. Sometimes you look, and even if you're part of the program, it always serves as a good little refresher course.
Right. Too. I mean, and the importance of Project Independence even goes, you know, beyond the services and programs we had. Like yesterday was we were asked by the Herrick's Leisure Club to come in and induct their new president and vice president.
I know. Apparently, Rebecca can now do oaths. She learned a whole way of.
It was really, it was lovely. You know, and we thanked very much the outgoing president and vice president, and they have a new vice president and a new president. And so it's really, it's all about the connections and partnerships you have in the town and also outside of the town.
You know what I want to also stress too, this is even a good program for someone who's even a caregiver for a senior in the town, because, you know, that's really something that's been increasing a lot. We have, you know, children who live out of state are calling in and saying, you know, please tell me about this program. I want, you know, my mom or dad to be hooked into it. And, you know, we actually got a survey, and I want to give a shout out to Rebuilding Together Long Island, who's one of our partners, who does home repairs for people with limited income. It's a nationwide organization, but we're partnered with them here.
They
really do amazing work. And we got a survey back, actually, from the child of one of their mom or and dad have dementia.
Right.
So they wrote this survey. It was such a beautiful survey, and it shows you what a difference this was, because they installed a ramp for these individuals, and you know they were unable to get out of the house really, and this just completely, and they couldn't speak for themselves, you know, necessarily, because it's really progressed, and it was, they said it's such a life changing, you know.
They have access to coming and going.
And the child was, you know, beyond grateful for the service and Project Independence for, you know, making this happen. So kudos to them. I mean, that's just one of our, you know, we have a lot of different partners.
One of the things that both Joan and I, my wife Joan, and I have found about Project Independence with all its program, it's a form of socializing.
Yep, that's important.
Which is terribly important
Mm-hmm. Yes.
As you age.
Absolutely. That's definitely, it's one of the main, you know, there's a whole, you know, of course, you know, your health is important, obviously.
Right.
But socialization really is something that can really make or break you,
yes.
You know, as you age too. So it's really important. And that's what's great about all these programs, you know, even if it is some kind of educational
right.
topic, you're still socializing, you know, and getting out there and meeting people
yeah.
right.
and just being connected. You know, we're just trying to
Absolutely.
Keep everybody connected.
Well, I think one
yeah.
of the things that we do at Project Independence is we know who to contact to get all this information from, and that's the seniors.
Yep.
I mean, our seniors, our retired seniors are, you know, doctors and lawyers and cabinet makers and from every dimension. And most of our guests are seniors. We have authors. We have all kinds
yeah.
of people from within the town. But the one thing you were saying about caregivers, David, we were talking with Carol O'Neill from EAC mm-hmm. a few weeks back, and what we were saying is there are so many people out there who are caregivers that don't really think of themselves as a caregiver.
Right, they're just doing it, right.
They're just
living,
taking
right,
care
yeah.
of their husband, or
right.
they're just
yeah.
taking care of their grandmother.
Right.
They're just doing it, but there is support for caregivers. And, you know,
and just a shout out to Gail, actually, who provides their, you know, she did a caregiver group, and now it's spawned another group, because on top of being a caregiver for your spouse, we also have a caregiver support group for mm-hmm. your,
Really?
A caregiver support group for your parent. You know, so if
we
you're caring for them.
We are like really at
oh.
the end. And I just want to thank David and Christina. You're fabulous.
Jam-packed. Call 311 for any information.
311, please.
Yes.
Dan Cox here, the director of broadcasting. Jolene Solero, our administrative. Victoria, our engineer. David Linden, thank you so much for being the greatest co-host. It's always fun. And I want to thank all of the
yes.
guests who came on the show. A lot of great information. If you need anything further, just call 311
or
869-6311.